Hey, good morning. Welcome to the Plan B Morning Show, WIRX, home to the screaming yellow lobster. So, was it everything you I built it up for?
Well, I still have a job, so it's, I don't care what it was. I still got a job!
Woo! Well, this is the phasing out process.
Oh, yeah. This is the replacement.
The start to the phasing out.
We're
going to
bring
Hunter.
A lobster in.
That's right. A lobster that doesn't talk will be my new co-host. It's going
to
be great.
Maybe I need to grow claws.
It's 8:15. We have a special guest in the studio with us, Brett Witkowski.
Close enough.
That's close enough. I'm going to call you Big Brett. How about that? There we go. Obviously, you are the Berrien County Treasurer, and you are here today to talk to us about the land auction going on.
Well, yeah. Plus, that crab, or did you just call him lobster?
Lobster.
Yeah.
What's the difference, anyway?
He's a crustacean. He's in the crustacean family.
He better be at the auction on Tuesday.
Yeah, maybe get him out there. He can, like, kind of show off some things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess.
We'll find something for him.
He will be between 8 and 9:30. It's kind of a lull. That might be a good
time. Perfect. Well, he'll be for your mid-lull entertainment, the Screaming Yellow Lobster. Yep. I love it.
You know, we can't have the bar open during auctions legally, so that might be a good idea for entertainment.
Is that a thing? Legally, you can't have a bar?
Yeah, you can't.
Oh,
can't
I guess
serve
that,
alcohol. Which makes sense.
Yeah.
But I never thought about it until last year. Guys, like, you know, you really can. We never have.
Got all these drunk people. I want that right over there. So tell us what's going on with the Berrien County land auction here.
All right. So every July, and we've done this our 30th auction, we have to, by law, properties that haven't paid their taxes for 3 years. So it's not like they just didn't pay their tax bill last year.
Yeah.
These are people and property owners mm-hmm. who did not pay from 2016 or before.
Okay.
They end up getting foreclosed on, and most of them are abandoned.
Mm-hmm.
3 out of 4, 4 out of 5.
Yeah.
And then they go into this public auction process where we sell to the highest bidder.
Okay.
And you know, I kind of call it the average Joe auction because you don't need to have a bank loan. You don't need to have investors. You just, you know, a lot, if you look through it, and I left you guys a book, and like, here's a house on Taylor in Benton Township. Minimum bid's $2,500.
Wow.
Well, you know, that's how a lot of people get started.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we've had quite a few of these, I would say, homes turn into homesteads over the years.
Okay.
And the nice thing, there's 258 properties, but none of them are really somebody's homestead.
Okay, okay.
They're either abandoned, they're rentals, they're empty lots, whatever.
So you don't feel bad of kicking someone out of their house or anything like that.
Honestly, I really don't like having to do the auction. It's not a good day.
But it's
just part of the process.
Gotcha.
And you're taking properties that are dilapidated. If people are familiar, like on Riverview Drive, you got those condos by the Bread Bar and stuff like that.
Yeah.
We got 43 out of 90 in there.
Wow.
And if you drive by, it needs to be cleaned up.
Yeah.
It's a mess.
Yeah.
It's a problem for the city. It's a problem for the area.
Mm-hmm.
So those are examples of properties that can get turned around.
Perfect.
And so that's our goal. It takes $500 to bid. If you don't win a bid, you get your $500 back.
Okay.
But we just don't want people coming and jacking prices up.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a live auction. There's no internet. I just prefer to do it that way. I've tried the internet. It didn't seem real good to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I know I got a guy come flying in from California.
Awesome.
Dubai.
Wow.
And then you got to pay by the end of the day.
Okay, okay.
So that's a big difference. Other than if, like, you saw a house for sale down the street, you go, oh, I want to buy it. You put a bid in.
Mm-hmm.
You go get your bank loan. We don't have that type of time.
Okay.
So if you buy something at 11 a.m., you've got till 5 p.m. to pay.
Okay, wow. Okay. Now, this is open to anybody.
Anybody in the country.
Okay. So
and we will have 20% of the bidders will be outside the area.
Yeah. Yeah, looking
outside
for that.
Outside the county.
If anyone has questions on this, do you guys have, like, the properties listed somewhere at this point that they can check out beforehand, before the auction?
Yep, you can buy a book at our auction for $5, or if you're into tech, which most people are, you can go online, berriencounty.org, and you can find anything you want to know about that property. The aerial photographs, the line drawings, it has everything. And that's all for free. You can download all you want off that.
Perfect. If anybody misses anything, I'll have this all podcasted as well, cool. So you can check that out. Make sure that if you're looking for land, you're looking to expand, this is a great spot. Yep. And like you mentioned, it does help out the area. We're using this to improve and find ways to, actually either update or use this land that's not being used, these buildings, to upgrade things, clean things up, which is is great for the area. Absolutely.
Overall, it is. It's a necessary evil in the process to keep things, I think, at a higher level.
For sure. For sure. Awesome. So hit them up again one more time with the website and just when and where this is going to be taking place.
BerrienCounty.org. You look at everything you want for free. The auction is Tuesday, July 30th at dark in Sodus Township, right down the road from Bob Evans.
Perfect. And maybe, just maybe, the Screaming Hill Lobster will be out there dancing.
Lenny the Lobster or Larry the Lobster?
Right, something.
Okay. We haven't. He's not good enough for a game, for a name yet. Oh, maybe okay, we'll give bad. Him a name, but for right now, he's just the Lobster.
I will be disappointed if the Lobster's not there Tuesday.
Can it be the auctioneer?
Where's that damn lobster? Son of a bitch.
If it gets bad, I'll be looking for him, man.
He choked out the lobster. Oh, come on, God. Someone bid, for God's sakes. Brett, thank you so much. Yeah, we appreciate it.
Go back.
That's right. Yeah. I like this guy. You know, I'm just going to go bid just because of that. I'll go right there.